I'm Dr. Jordan Mader, Assistant Professor of Chemistry.
And you are the next Faculty Research Forum presenter. Explain what you're going to talk about.
So my chemistry research focuses on developing a low-cost, low-technology material that would be able to remove heavy metal contaminants from polluted groundwater. So I'll be talking about the strategy that we're using to synthesize this material, kind of its benefits, and how it can be used in a low-cost, low-technology system. And specifically, we're focusing on removing arsenic from groundwater because that's an issue throughout the United States, but especially in this area with arsenic being used in pesticides for, like, apple orchards and being in mine runoff and various other sort of industrial sources.
This is your research area. Give me a little background about how long you've been doing this, how you got into it.
I actually had the idea for it when I was working on my PhD, so a little while ago. It took me a little while to get it into practice. So I've had students working on this for about 5 years now.
Have you come to any conclusions at this point?
We're having some promising results, so I'll go into great detail on that during the talk, so no spoilers.
Give a little bit of information about why it's important to look at this issue.
Throughout the world, arsenic occurs naturally in bedrock. So the arsenic is leached out as water passes through the bedrock. Here in the United States, we're lucky enough to have excellent water treatment systems. That's not the case throughout the world. So especially in places in India, Bangladesh, other areas of the world near there, it's very arsenic rich in the bedrock, and the technology to remove it isn't as readily available as what we have here. So this is a really nice system, once we get it up and running, that could be used throughout the world. So Africa, Asia, you know, anywhere that needs it. Of course, also close here and home, like I mentioned, that we do also have a lot of arsenic both in the runoff and in the bedrock here as well. So it's really important because some of the side effects of arsenic poisoning are everything from having just pain to cancer. You know, it can cause birth defects. It can cause many different types of cancer. It can affect most of your organs. It builds up in your body. It's really pretty nasty stuff. The problem with some of our systems that we have is depending on where your water is coming from, so well, or where it's coming into the river, say runoff from an orchard or from a mine or something like that, it may miss that wastewater treatment step. And so this could be, we're trying to develop something that would be like a filter, like a Brita, where you could like attach it to your faucet and then you could, you know, make sure that you were, you know, getting rid of any of the heavy metals that might escape some of the other things. The other problem is that most of the treatment systems, there's two toxic species of arsenic, and most of the treatment systems will only remove one of them.
And what do you hope people who come to your talk walk away with?
Just a little bit more knowledge on perhaps some of the treatment systems that are out there and maybe some things that they want to consider for their own house, you know, and just more awareness, because not a lot of people in the United States know that this is an issue. I mean, other areas of the world for sure, but since, we have pretty good water treatment systems here, so maybe they're not even aware. Like, people hear about lead and maybe about mercury, but not as much about arsenic.